This is The Wealth Puzzle with Michael Mansfield from The Lynn Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Michael provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is The Wealth Puzzle with Michael Mansfield.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is Mike Mansfield with The Lynn Group. Be on here today by myself. No Tana Pennington, so sorry for anybody looking forward to her. Just kind of wanted to jump in today. Obviously, over the weekend, something big happened. By the way, happy Columbus Day. I know we don't celebrate that anymore because it's offensive. But then again, the founding of the United States, the finding of it, the greatest country on earth with the most amount of freedoms, doesn't seem like the worst thing on earth to me. But in any case, hey, look, something big happened over the weekend, right? You know, we had Hamas full-blown war attack on Israel. Very wild, very upsetting, very tragic, a lot of pain, a lot of death, a lot of horrific images coming out of that. You know, I get up early and, you know, I get up early to, you know, number one, prepare my day to get ready for meetings and clients and the things that are going to go on. Also to check in on the news and the stock market in the world. And I also get up early because it's important to me because I have a family and four daughters that I don't have to work till, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock at night. So it's a lot easier to get up at 3 or 4 in the morning, get my work done when things are quiet. So that way I can go spend time with my children and family. But I got up early and I came across a message that I got yesterday, and the message was extremely pointed. There was no hello to it. It was, due to this thing in Israel, what's going to happen to my account with the stock market? And honestly, everybody, I was taken back by that. Maybe perhaps even a little disappointed. Look, we're humans. We live on Earth. Things are uncertain, but we're in the human experience. And I believe that that's a divine thing why we're here. And so to think about instantly the shallowness of, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to the stock market because hundreds, if not thousands of people just died and we have significant turmoil in this world, was a little off-putting to me. So I apologize if I'm coming off a little pointed at the moment, but I was rather disappointed by that because yes, I get it. I know that all of you want success. You want your finances to go well. But we also have to be a little bit selfless as human beings on planet Earth. We have to realize that there are things that are bigger than us that go on, and we need to be aware of that. To that point, though, it is an interesting phenomenon that if you want to be shallow about this and talk about the stock market, what is the reality? The reality of the stock market doesn't care. Now, hear me out a photo. There's what happened over the weekend. And here's what some of you care about. Now, I get it. I care about all of these things. I care about your well-being. I care about your financial health. I care about you not running out of money, all of those many things. But in the moment, we can at least all grieve a little bit, understanding that there's so many people in this world that are really struggling right now. I mean, this is insane. This is tragic. But from a stock market standpoint, guess what? Stock market doesn't care. You know, and I would challenge you on why that would be. You know, let's think about it. So you turned on the news, you were very upset this weekend for 10 seconds, and then you got in your car and you drove over to Costco. You were upset for 10 seconds, and then you got in your car and you went to Walmart and Lowe's, and you went and got lunch at Taco Bell. See, the problem is the world moves on. And even though things can be sad and tragic and overwhelming, even like the Ukraine war and so many other things going on, the reality is the stock market, unless it can quantify why earnings of large U.S. companies are going to go down, why the consumer in the United States will stop spending money and all of those things, then the reality is here's what we have. We have the Dow not even down 100 points today. Pretty, we'll say, aclimactic at this point. But it's interesting, you know, we have to kind of think about this stuff bigger picture. For the last 2 years, we've had a very tumultuous stock market, right? It has been unpleasant at best. In fact, it's been going on now for a little over 2 years. The stock market really started getting pouty. Well, I guess it's 2 years on the money. November of 21 is really when things started to crack in the system of sorts. But as we look at those cracks, let's go back in time. Geopolitical stuff is overwhelming. Hence why here, even at the Lind Group, so much of our investing is focused on U.S. equities at this point, because this geopolitical stuff has been a mess. The government that is in place in the United States at the moment has shown, in my opinion, a significant front of weakness, right? This all starts back in Afghanistan in 2021. I know none of us are old enough to remember that. I know that our memories are extremely short, but let's be fair. In 2021, we had the most tragic failure since Saigon of rolling the U.S. military out of a country, and all we did is instantly hand it back to terrorists. Months after that, mysteriously, the United States shows weakness on a geopolitical level. All of a sudden, months after that, mysteriously, Russia invades Ukraine. Personally, as a student of this kind of information, I believe that this stuff is connected, that when other countries see weakness, they try to take advantage of that moment. So now we've got the Ukraine war. What has that led into? That's led into conversations about China going into Taiwan. We gave, $6 billion just a handful of weeks ago to Iran, who is the largest, you know, contributor to terrorist groups in the world. And here we are just a couple weeks later that a terrorist group mysteriously has a boatload of money and a boatload of missiles that they're able to, make this all-out attack on Israel. And so there's a lot going on. But, I would just challenge everybody. Gosh, we're coming into a political season here. I said before that everybody wants to hold presidential campaigns as a beauty contest. You need to hold this as a common sense contest at this point. This stuff is insane. It's insane at this point. It has gotten completely out of control. Everything is off the rails. The border crisis is off the rails. Our debt crisis and our spending are out of control. I made a video not too long ago where we were talking about how the United States has collected $5 trillion, the most ever tax revenue ever. And we still spend way more than that. We have a huge spending problem in the United States. We have a lot to figure out. But to that point, if it makes you all feel better, at least the stock market isn't very upset about another little war going on in the world. Because once again, how does that impact you buying all your Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations at Lowe's and Home Depot? So anyways, this was a little abrupt. I realized that it was a little blunt. Hopefully you feel my emotion and my concern. I would argue that all of us need to pray. We should pray for the world and pray for the people that are suffering and pray for the people that are less fortunate than us. I would encourage all of you to figure out how to be a little more selfless instead of selfish. It's easy when we only focus on ourselves that our little problems seem very big. But when we focus on other people, they're not as big anymore. We have a better perspective of that. So, go do something for somebody who has less than you. Go do something for someone who is less fortunate and could use a handout. Because trust me, this world is full of them. So anyways, geez Louise, maybe some of you will be mad at me today, and that's okay. My job here is to help guide things, to have conviction, to have concern. And like I said, I'm concerned about all of my clients. I'm concerned about their financial well-being, their personal well-being. I pray for all of you. I'm aware of all of you. And if anybody has any questions or concerns or complaints, or would certainly like to steer the topics of the week, please give the office a call, 805-500-7035. I'd be more than happy to speak to you about this stuff. I hope everyone has a safe week.
Thank you for listening to The Wealth Puzzle. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Michael Mansfield at The Lind Group. Call 805-500-7035 or visit them online at thelindgroup.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by the Lind Group Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of California. Insurance products and services are offered through the Lind Group, LLC. The Lind Group, LLC and the Lind Group Advisors, LLC are not affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.